So here we are, 2020. It is May 8th today, and we have been dealing with a quarantine put in place by the emergence of the coronavirus. And so I decided to take a look at our situation with my AP students and get some feedback from them as to what this is like and just reflect upon it myself as a teacher. So as a teacher during this time, I have to say it can be incredibly frustrating. Normally, you have your students in front of you and you can interact with them. Here, it feels so isolated. I'll have students who just keep themselves muted through the entire class, so it seems like they're not there. I'll even have some students who cover up their camera. And until I ask them repeatedly to turn it on, they don't. And so this kind of teaching is feeling very lonely, very isolated, very disconnected. And one of the reasons why I had gone into teaching in the first place is because I enjoyed the relationships you develop with students. I think if I didn't have the first three quarters behind us, I would be even more frustrated because I would feel like I don't know my students at all, who they are right now. I'm more curious to see what my students are thinking since some of them have been pretty quiet. So, Emma, what's your viewpoint about all of this?
Although it has been more difficult overall with learning and practicing in AP Lang, Mrs. Hua has done a great job with providing copious notes and information to help prepare us for the AP test.
Gotta love that use of the word copious. Thank you, Emma. So you sound pretty positive all in all. I want to hear some other viewpoints too and see if everybody's feeling like it's kind of going okay. So Maggie, what are your thoughts about school and how it's going right now?
I think personally that it's harder to learn through a computer, and I don't learn as good without seeing and being able to discuss things as thoroughly. That would be we would have the ability to do in a classroom setting and with more time. So I actually think it is a lot more difficult to do well and learn more in this class.
Thanks, Maggie. I understand the difficulty for sure. And I really appreciate that you're offering what makes this challenging. What do you think, Sarah?
It has been difficult trying to figure out how everything is going to work in this new situation. But Mrs. Hua, along with all my other AP teachers, have been working hard to make sure all the students still get the best possible education and preparation for our AP exams.
Thank you, Sarah. You know, I was at the clinic the other day with Josh waiting to see the doctor about his broken wrist. And I heard the two receptionists just talking and complaining how their children, and I don't know what grade level they were, I was totally eavesdropping, but talking about how their children weren't getting any kind of help from their teachers and that they were just on their own and having to go to different websites and try to learn math, in particular, the women were complaining about on their own. So thank you for recognizing that we're really trying hard to get you prepared for these AP exams so you can get that college credit. Hi, Joey. So I'm curious to hear what you are thinking about the AP language class, especially now that we are having these digital learning sessions instead of meeting 4 days a week in the classroom.
Hi, Mrs. Hua. So my thoughts about AP Lang during the coronavirus is that, well, I think the test is going to be much, I don't want to say easier, but it might be end up being easier. It's just the motivation to actually practice more and more about rhetorical analysis and studying up on vocab that we might have missed is a lot more difficult than if we were in a normal routine with an actual physical school building.
So, Ethan, what is your take on the whole AP class experience during this quarantine we've been under, especially since you're taking four different AP exams?
So, AP has definitely been interesting this year. All the tests have been changed around, and it's really forced me to spend a lot more time studying.
Well, thank you, Ethan, for that insight. I hope they all go well, and I hope all your studying paid off. Well, folks, I'm going to wrap up this little sample podcast here. Thank you all for your input and sharing some of your thoughts about taking the AP class and preparing for the test while we are all quarantined because of the coronavirus. Best wishes to you all. I know that you've been working hard, and I really have confidence that you're going to do well. Record yourself talking, blah, 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 blah.